got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Happy Communist Socialist Day. Today is Labor Day. Isn't that amazing? You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse, J-E-S-S-E. And my brand new biblical question for this week, and it's a very interesting doozy, really. And again, it's for those people, men and women, boys and girls, who are working on themselves and they want to be free of all their psychological and emotional misery. And they no longer want to accept, well, emotions are just a human nature. It's just human nature. You want to stop accepting hell. These biblical questions for you to encourage you to get to know yourself. Isn't that amazing? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. If I knew then what I know now, I wouldn't back down, I wouldn't cave in. Amazing. Brand new biblical question. How do you know when you are spiritual? How do you know when you are spiritual? How do you know? I'm laughing at the video that Nick, the anchor baby, got up there. It's funny. How do you know when you are spiritual? Everybody, oh, I'm spiritual. I'm so spiritual. I'm not a Christian. I'm spiritual. How do you know when you are spiritual? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around doing whatever it is you're doing, fighting with your enemies, fighting with the government, fighting with the schools, or fighting with Trump trying to stop him from shipping illegal aliens back to wherever they came from because you want the votes, whatever it is you're doing, or you just working out this morning, or you preparing for coming this holiday today, making barbecue, whatever, and you just can't sit and watch the show, you can podcast the show, but you can also listen to the show on your phone by calling the Listen Line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And not only do Mondays, rainy days and Monday always build me up, Mondays is and will always be, and we take all call, but Monday is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight. My cousin.
I like to make
my
men
daddy
uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
I do believe. Amazing. Female Monday. Yesterday, fellowship was amazing. If you were not there or you didn't get a chance and catch it online, you can podcast it, rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church. And I'll get into that a little bit more as we move forward. But for now, a couple of Sundays ago, I met Nyla and her father and her mother. Nyla and her father lives in Canada, and her mother lives in San Diego, I believe, California. And so I had a little talk with Nyla right after the fellowship, and she's smart. I'm like, what the? And so Nyla told me that she had a YouTube channel. I'm like, what? Yeah, I have a YouTube channel. And she is Nyla is a 14-year-old YouTuber creator from Montreal, Canada. And she, and I'm going to have her explain everything to you. She, on her channel, she brings imaginative story to life using toka boca. Toka boca sound like a dance. Toka boca, a Swedish children mobile video game developer, and doing all the voices and editing herself. And so she's growing her channel, and she's a very talented athlete, young lady as well. Nyla, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good. You?
All is well. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Amazing. It was good to meet you, and it was good talking to you at the meeting. So you're 14 years old. How did you decide that you want to start your own YouTube channel? And at what age and why you decide to do what you do with your YouTube channel?
Well, growing up in a generation where everyone's on their phones, I always loved to watch YouTubers. And as I got to the age around 10 or 11, I started looking at different types of ideas for making YouTube videos. And I did a long process. I created many channels, different names, but it never really worked for me. And about a year and a half ago, last summer, I started creating videos with the platform Toka Boca. And a few videos later, I got a video with almost 100,000 views, and I just stuck with it.
Amazing. Tell the people about your YouTube channel.
So I make cartoon type videos on a video game called Toka Boca. I create different houses, and then with these houses, I create different families and characters, and I make different animations with these characters, like different videos, like going to the mall in the day, or going to the supermarket, or going on vacation. And I just make different types of videos that kids from all ages can watch and be entertained while not getting any bad content that their parents would be scared for them to watch.
Amazing. We're showing some of your work right here, right now on the channel. And you use your own voice and all that kind of stuff?
Yes, I use only my voice, and I make different accents and voices for each character.
So how do you know what voice to use for which character? How do you know what to say?
For example, when I'm doing a younger kid, I'll talk in more of a kid's voice, or a teenager, I'll make my voice sound a bit more high-pitched. Or if it's an adult, I'll deepen my voice. Or if it's, let's say they're going to Paris, I'll talk in a French accent. And I'll just change my accent to make it more alive and sound more realistic for the audience.
That's amazing. Are you surprised that it took off the way it did?
Yes, but at the same time, I've watched, it wasn't just overnight. I watched so many different videos on how to like get an audience and how to build an audience. And I made a video a while ago last year that I really thought was special, and I was correct, and it did go viral. And that was the first video that really kicked off my channel. And I just kept on going and going, and now I'm here today.
That's amazing. And so I know you're at, what type of sports you play or you do?
I play flag football currently and volleyball. However, I used to do track and field.
Really? And
yes.
So are you stressed and doing all these things with your
No, I try my best to balance schoolwork with my channel. School always does come first. However, I found a really good balance. When school starts, I try to make a video once or twice a week. On the weekends when I have extra time, and I do sports usually on the weekdays.
That's amazing. And so you do all these things yourself, right? With you don't have that.
Yes.
You don't have employees yet.
No, I do not. Not yet.
Right. Do you hope to have employees one day?
Yes, one day I would.
Amazing. And so I know that you live with your father. You're raised by your father. How do you feel being your father and mother not together, so you're raised by your father? What's that like for you being raised by your father?
It's good. As a kid, it was never really something that I thought about. It was just always something that it was. And I grew up, I would say, the same as any other kid. I got like the love, the care, and all the things that any other kid would get.
That's amazing. What's important to you?
Important to me?
Yes.
Something important to me is, I would say, my work, my family, my friendships, and just being able to do things that I really like.
And so with playing sports and working your YouTube channel, do you have time to go play with other kids?
Yes. Yes, I do.
You do have time. You just make the time?
Yes, I think anyone can do anything as long as they do it in a correct way. For example, when I get homework, I do it right away instead of pushing it off to the last minute. So then once I do it right away, I have the whole rest of the day to do anything I want.
You like school?
Yes.
And what do you like about it?
What I like about school. One thing I like is the friendships that I make, but I also like learning. I really like mathematics, and I also really like science and English. And I don't find it necessarily hard, but I like the challenge when I'm doing a hard problem in math or I'm trying to find the perfect word for English.
That's amazing. And so you've heard me say, don't be angry. Speak up, but don't be angry. What do you think about that?
I think it's very true, because speaking up is very important to get what you want said.
Right.
However, being angry and being loud isn't the right choice, because it gets a lot of things blurred, and it's not, you can't really portray what you want to portray when you're angry.
And so you're learning to speak up but not be angry?
Yes.
That's cool. That's amazing. And so I almost don't want to ask you this question, but I will. Because it sounds like you're growing up and you're just letting your life happen right now, doing what you do. Do you have an idea as to what you want to do when you become an adult?
When I become an adult, I definitely want to be an entrepreneur. I want to work for myself. I don't want to have to sit in like a job and work for somebody else. I want to be able to create something that I can share with the world, whether it's YouTube or a business or anything like that. I just want to be able to create something that I can share.
And having your own YouTube channel is like having you being a business person already, right?
Yes. Yes, it is.
And so tell the folks how to get to your YouTube channel and all that good stuff.
So to get to my YouTube channel, you could either search on Safari or any browser like that, or on YouTube, and you look up the channel name Supal, that's S-O-U-P-A-L, Supal. And you'll see a little girl icon pop up.
S-O-U-P-A-L.
Yes.
Supal. That's amazing. So what's your next project for your channel?
My next project for my channel is going to be a back to school video and kind of a series following that, just because everyone's getting back to school. So they're going to be videos that entertain that concept.
Nice. So you lived in America at one time, right?
Yes, I did.
And then, Kat, which country you like better to live in?
I like both countries. However, I do like Canada because I have made a lot of friends here. And I really like the school here because I've at my school, it's an advanced school. So I'm doing certain subjects a year in advance. So it really challenges me.
Nice. So you on your YouTube channel, you have a growing channel. You have a lot of people. What do you call a member net?
Subscribers.
Were you surprised? And are you surprised how many people that are following you, subscribing?
Yes, I am. It's really amazing to see how many people subscribe each day that want to watch me and listen to me talk.
It's amazing how you come up with the different voices yourself. So the kids in your school, are they aware of your YouTube channel?
No, they're not. Because on my YouTube channel, there's no face or name. It's just my YouTube name and just my videos.
And you like it like that?
Yes. However, if they found out, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Well, really, really, really happy for you. And especially being so young and just doing your own thing. And then you're with your father. I remember in the good old days when boys were boys, men were men, when there was a separation of a father and a mother, the kids would go and live with the father because the father, in those days, people knew that the father was more logical and the kids would be happy. So I really wish you well.
Thank you.
Anything you want to say before we leave? You want to promote your YouTube channel or whatever?
I just want to say again, my YouTube channel is Supal, S-O-U-P-A-L. If you have any children around the age of 4 to 14, you could show it to them because it's really a channel where you're not going to get any bad things or any sly comments in there to try to brainwash your kids in any sort of way. And it's really just good, wholesome concept.
What does your father think of you?
My father's definitely very proud of me for what I'm doing.
Yeah, I know. That's amazing. He is very proud and he loves you a lot. That's amazing. Well, it is really, really, it's really good to meet you. It was good to meet you at the fellowship and too good to talk to you now. I'm glad you were able to come on. And I really want to encourage the people to check out your YouTube channel, especially, but not only, but especially if they have kids. They won't have to worry about something nasty or evil or mean popping up on the channel. It's something that they can just let the kids watch and not have to worry about anything. Because that's hard to find today. It's hard to find decent YouTube creators nowadays. So right on.
Thank you.
Once again, give out your YouTube channel.
My YouTube channel name is Supal, S-U-P-A-L. You can search it up on YouTube or any browser like Safari, and it should pop up with a girl holding a hammer with a building hat. S-O-U-P-A-L.
Right on. Amazing. Well, you out of school today because of the holiday?
No, school starts tomorrow. I have an orientation tomorrow, and then it'll start on Wednesday officially.
What grade are you?
I'm in ninth grade, going into ninth grade.
Oh, I remember I was in the ninth grade one time. That was amazing. Well, Nyla, thank you for coming on. I wish you well with your channel.
Thank you.
We'll have you back on again, all right?
Thank you so much.
Say hello to your father for me as well.
I will. All right. Thank you.
Take care.
Take care. Bye.
Bye now. Amazing.
Bye.
888-775-3773. Amazing. Check it out, folks, really. I would not have had her here if I didn't think it was an amazing thing that she is doing. So check it out. Last week, I gave an assignment here on the show. And I said on the assignment, something like, watch your anger this weekend for all 3 days and don't give into it. And see what happens. Don't give into it and see what happens. And so I wonder how many of you have done that. How many? And these assignments, you got to work on you, really. And you got to, if you want to be free, and you can be free. And I recommend you work on yourself because the world, including my own country, is an evil place to live in. It really is. And if you don't overcome your emotions and stop using this thing, oh, it's just human emotion, you've been deceived. If you don't overcome that, you will be destroyed. Really. Emotion, you are not created to be emotional. You are not created to be angry and revengeful and jealousy and strife and worry and stress, anxiety and all that mess. That's evil. It's not you. And you can overcome if you work on yourself. You really can. And don't let anyone tell you that you can't. And you don't need medication to overcome. Yesterday I talked about this documentary that I saw over the weekend where you have these psychologists and pharmaceuticals and people who go, salespeople who go to different doctor's offices and places, and they encourage the doctors to buy the medication or give it to their patients. And it's all about the money. And they would use something like stress, and instead of calling it stress and it is abnormal human nature, they would put another title on it, like HDD, or you have Asperger, stuff like that. They'll put what looked like a medical title onto it, some type of disease, and they give you the medication, and you think that it's going to work. They know it's not going to work, but you think it's going to work, and you get worse. You start hallucinating in some cases. You can contemplate suicide, and some people carry it out. A lot of people do. The medication makes you worse, but they don't care because they're making buku money off you. And they don't expect you to get well, become healed from your issue because a patient that overcome the sickness eventually put the doctors out of and the drug market out of business. They don't want to go out of business, so they want to keep you sick. And because you have fear, you're afraid that not to trust the doctors. You're afraid that if you don't take the medication, you trust the doctors and the psychiatrists and others because of their title, they take advantage of you. And a whole lot of people on drugs for things that you can overcome, like stress and worry. You don't have to need, as a matter of fact, you can bank on this one. You're not going to overcome HDD, depression, whatever else, Asperger or whatever with medication. It ain't going to do it for you because is a spiritual issue. You're lost in darkness because your heart is wicked. You have anger. And you have anger, and you're separated from life, from God, and you're going to always be in the darkness. And inwardly, you're going to have conflict. And you're not going to overcome the conflict until you forgive and drop the anger. You can bank on that. You got to forgive, ain't no other way out. There's no other way out. You must confess that I am angry and I am wrong. I'm angry and I am wrong. I got to forgive, and you got to forgive your mother. Don't let anyone tell you your mother, because some people say, oh, I can't think of any reason at all to forgive my mother. My mother was such a good woman. You're lying. Your mother is not a good woman. If that was true, the rule would not be all who are born of the flesh must be born again of the spirit of the Father. That's a rule that's there, and it's not going to change because you don't want to do it or you don't want to admit you need to forgive your mother. And your mother needs to forgive her mother, and so on and so on, and scooby-dooby-doo. Ain't no way other way out. And then trying to hurt others and get back at others and make a lot of whatever ain't going to do it either. All of your problems are inside of you. They are not on the outside of you. They are inside of you. They're inside of you. They're not outside. And they are not someone else to blame. It's in you. And no one can bring out what's not inside of you. And just think about this. If you had no anger at all, could anyone bring it out? How can they bring out something that's not in you? And yes, you can completely overcome anger. And you can live a life never, ever getting angry again. Because you are now in control of your own world. And yes, people will try to hurt you. They'll try desperately to make you angry, because that's what evil people do. They look for people that they can attack so that they can get a thrill, so they can feel good by making you feel bad or whatever, right? But if it's not in you, can no one touch you? You got, if you want to be free, and you can, you got to take control of your own life and become one, become a whole person. You can be a whole person, not divided. You don't have to be divided within yourself. You can be whole, and there's nothing like being a whole person. It was made possible for you to be whole. And you can't blame anyone for what they made you feel, because it's in you. And you have not wanted to overcome. Anyone that wants to overcome can. You can overcome it. Don't let anyone tell you that you can't. But you got to become aware of who you're not. You're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions. You're not your body. You're not your job. You're not that little stupid piece of paper you got called degree. You're none of those things. And you're not your name. When you see who you're not, you will discover who you are, and no one can stop you then. 888-775-3773. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats right after this break.
Like, my cousin, like, sent me you, and I thank him for that. It was more of a, you know, he thinks the whole, like everything's a joke. That just adds a little spice to it. But in the heart of what you're saying, there is real things going on.
Yeah.
People want to overlook that. And I'm telling you, Mr. Peterson, I'm not one of those people. And I thank God that, you know, he showed you to me. And sometimes we just need some Jesse in our lives, I guess.
Thank you, Chris.
I wish we had more brothers like you. We need more brothers like you. Just because a lot of, we don't have most guys that can, you know what I'm saying, lead black people into the right direction. And I thank you for that, because a lot of people will be like, man, it's still going on. It's racism. Yeah. And I try to tell them, like, watch his show. Listen to this brother. He's telling the truth.
Take no thought about tomorrow. Yesterday doesn't exist. And you're going to see, man, God is with us and all is well. Folks, welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. It is Female Monday. Couple announcement. The Hake Report is coming up after my show today, every day, Monday through Friday, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The guy with the good hair and no fear. The Hake Report. And then from 11 to 1, after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. Natural energy. Energy all over the place. He fly his plane on Fridays. Flying high. Was taught to be a pilot on Google. Can it get any better than that? Look at him in his cockpit. Do you have another driver next to you in case you fall asleep or something?
Nope.
You don't?
No, but don't tell that to the FAA.
Don't you supposed to have two pilots in the cockpit?
That's what I'm trying to tell you, Jesse. Don't say that anymore.
He is so smart as a pilot. He fly the plane by himself. All the way from America to Europe and around the world. He doesn't need a co-pilot. What the? Every day, you can check the Anchor Baby from 11 to, at 11, right after the Hake Report, and on Friday after the Fall of State. This Thursday is the first Thursday of the month. It's men form. The men form is this Thursday. At 7 p.m. every first Thursday of the month for men only. This Thursday. And after that, the third Thursday, ladies, for ladies only. And the ladies are on fire as well. It's really nice to see women working on themselves. Really. Because they have been lied to for so long. They have been lied to, and they want those babies. And they're overcoming. But this Thursday at 7 p.m. for men only. And I cannot believe it's already September. Do you remember when it was fun September? Badu, 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 badu. My heart is with you. It's September. Amazing. I just want to show you this and I get to your calls. You know, if I was emotional, I would think how sad it is what has happened to the blacks. And not all, but most. They have been so brainwashed and dumbed down and made to be lazy and made to not be responsible for themselves, and to blame others if they don't get it free.
And as a result, they are never going to stop begging and blaming. Because as long as they blame, they can beg. And when they beg, they can get. Because they're black. And it's not helping them at all. It's not helping at all. And white Americans have opened up everything for the last 70 years. They have given their country over to people who don't know how to run it, who are not smart enough to do for themselves, nor they're lazy, and they cannot do for themselves. And white America have given them America. And the only thing they know how to do is to destroy it. They cannot make it better. There's no way. They can take something that's good, and they do. White people have allowed blacks to go into their universities, and they're not qualified. They've told the blacks, you don't have to be qualified. You just have to be black. And especially the black females. And then they'll let the blacks into their communities, and the blacks destroy the communities in the same way they've done with white universities, white schools. They have allowed the blacks to work in their companies, and they have done nothing but destroy them. They show up late, they complain, and then when the boss says, well, I don't care, they say, I'm going to sue you for racism. It's so bad now that it's become a thing. It has really become a thing. And the generation from 70 years, give or take, to now has only gotten worse in the black community or with black people. It's sad. Black people used to, at one time, earn their way. And they didn't want handouts. They didn't want you to feel sorry for them because they were black. They did it for themselves. And they treated white people and other people the way they would like to be treated. All of that is gone now. And then when you tell the blacks, no, I'm not giving you anything, they want to fight with you. And they are proud to be affirmative action babies, reparations babies, DEI. They're proud about it. I have proof. They are proud to be lazy and no good. Really. And they're bragging about it. A former MSNBC host, Joy Reid, recently said she is proud of being a DEI affirmative action baby. Proud of it. That's what you have done to them, white people, by giving to them because they pretend slavery was a problem. And you fell for it, and you never had anything to do with slavery. And slavery wasn't like what they tell you anyway. And they are proud. They have no, okay, they don't want to earn their way. And they don't have to as long as they can cry racism. And if white people love the blacks, they will say no to them if they loved them. They will say no. But they haven't said no. And the blacks are violent, angry, lazy, and everything. This woman, this female, Joy Reid, is proud of being DEI and affirmative action baby. And she said, she went on to redefine DEI as damn excellent and innovative. Ain't nothing innovative about that, nor excellent, and nor is she. Watch this from X.
As many times as I have been called DEI or an affirmative action baby and all that, you know what I never get? Mad. Because I actually am very much in favor of DEI. I don't take that as an insult because I understand that that means that I'm just damn excellent and innovative. And yeah, I am DEI. I'm bringing diversity and that's bringing something great. You're not insulting me. If you say, oh, you're an affirmative action person that got into Harvard, I'm like, yeah, I got into a Harvard with affirmative action and Yale and Brown and also, you know, Vassar, you know, in the University of Denver.
Isn't that amazing? She got in without having to earn it at all. Then no 2+2. And they let her in because she's black. Not because she's qualified. And now it's getting so bad, they won't even educate the white man. They don't even let him in. She's proud of it. And they all are like this. They fight for it. And they get mad if the white man don't just let them in. Where is the love for the blacks? Love means don't hate, don't judge, but make them earn their way. That's what parents do. Well, they don't do it anymore. Used to do. They make the kids, they prepare the kids to earn their way by teaching them from the very beginning how to be responsible. And it's so bad that a genocide is being done to white Americans in America today. It's in Africa and now it's here. Because you have people like that. And you have people like Al Sharpton and Ben Crump and others. They are afraid that white people may wake up and say no. Especially with the great white hope, Donald Trump being in there. And they call him king. And they call him, what manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obey him. They call him Daddy, Donald Trump. And it's driving the DEI blacks insane because they know that Donald Trump will make them earn their way. Daddy will make you earn your daddy on your way. Daddy is not like mama. Even in Chicago, the so-called mayor, Lord, Brandon Johnson, whatever his name is, and then the stupid governor, they don't want you to clean up Chicago. They want blacks killing each other. And Trump like, I'm coming. Dad is coming. Daddy's going to clean it up. And they're doing all they can to prevent that from happening. Do you still want the blacks running your cities, your states? And this woman, Joy Reid, is evil. She is proud to be lazy and not have to earn her way. And she's just in because she's black. Only because she's black. Nothing else. When I look at the world, it fills me with sorrow. Who really cares? Who is willing to try to save a world that is destined to die? My country is gone. It's no longer tears of thee. You have given to the blacks for the last 70 years, and they don't even know how to build anything or keep the good that you have done. They don't know how to keep it going. Because they have not been forced to earn their way. Benjamin Crump and Al Sharpton and all the people are freaking out because Donald Trump has taken away some of those government programs and all that kind of stuff. They've been getting free. They can't believe that they may take away our free stuff. And they are ticked, they say. DRM News,
so-called attorney, Benjamin Crump, delivered a blasting speech at the National Action Network march on Wall Street in New York City, urging communities to fight for generational wealth. Fight for it. Don't earn it. Fight for it. Don't go to work. Don't create your own thing. Fight for it. Generational wealth, equality, and a better future for black children. Watch this.
We have to be willing to speak up for our black children's future. And we have to be willing to fight for our black children's future. Because if we ain't willing to fight for our black children's future, we can't expect nobody else to fight for our black children's future. Are y'all ready to fight? Are y'all ready to fight? Are y'all ready to fight? Y'all ain't scared. Y'all ain't scared.
Amazing, huh? A man who is not able to stand on his own. He got to fight the white man for free stuff. They're not fighting for freedom. They're fighting for free stuff. They're fighting for it. They're not telling the black kids, y'all need to get up and go to work. Y'all can earn your way. You can do it too. They want to fight for governmental program. They want to fight for free stuff. They want to fight for DEI. What does DEI mean?
Diversity, equity, and inclusion.
They want to be included without earning their way. And he's giving this loud nonsense talk. And everybody going, yeah, yeah. It wasn't black people. I'm from the old school. It wasn't like that in the good old days. Black people were never fighting for free stuff. The civil rights movement set them up. And look like, it's just going to get worse. And there are some black men and women are waking up, though. I got to say that. Some are starting to wake up to this. All would never wake up anyway. But look how he's screaming and yelling for free stuff. Black people, and not all, but most, the blacks believe that white people are superior to them. And then there are some white people, not all, who believe the Jews are superior to them. They hate the Jews. Why don't you lay down your weapon and just live your life? Why don't you just live and whatever somebody else has or whatever they're doing, let it be on them. And you just live your simple life. You'll be amazed at what happened. 888-775-3337. They're at Al Sharpton Function, the so-called National Action Network, screaming to fight for free stuff. And they haven't earned a dime of it. Josh is out of Georgia. Georgia on my mind. Josh, you're on the air.
Me on, man.
Hey, Josh.
Hey. Yeah, I was calling to respond to the weekend assignment and the biblical question.
Okay. Oh. The assignment first. And the assignment was to watch your anger and don't go with it at all and see what happens.
Yeah. And, I watched it. It wasn't anger that rose up. It was more vices. You know, it's Labor Day weekend, so it's like a weekend for everybody got extra time off, nothing to do, so everybody's in the vices. But I watched it, but you said don't go with it.
Right.
You said when it comes up, so I guess if I kind of got into the vices, that means I did go with it, right?
Yeah. did you try to resist the vices?
Probably not as hard as I could have.
And why not?
I don't know. It's like I'm just programmed. Labor Day weekend just seems like party time, man.
But then that makes sense.
Yeah.
How will you overcome if you don't endure the pain?
I won't.
So you're not really ready to overcome yet?
I am. But it's like, do I have control over that or not? I do. Okay.
Well, you have control by realizing that you can't do anything about it and don't judge it or do anything. Don't even have an opinion. Just see it so the light of God can take it away from you. And then, but you got this idea, it's Labor Day weekend, part of time.
Right.
You can't come, Labor Day weekend don't have anything to do with anything. At least not with the individual.
Okay. So like being too, like that girl was saying in church yesterday, like she's passive when it comes to doing the silent prayer. It seemed like I'm passive when it comes to, chasing these thrills. And so that's like, I just watch it. It's like, it's more like I'm supposed to watch it, but that you just said, there's nothing I can do about it.
But meaning that you have to see it and then do nothing about it. Meaning don't go with it. Don't call it you. Don't give into it and blah, blah, blah. You got to endure. And enduring it without doing it, then it'll be taken away from you.
Right. Okay. So I was going with it.
But you can't, you shouldn't have in your mind, well, it's a holiday. I can't help it.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that's
that's another setup from Satan.
Right.
Evil spirits.
Okay. Gotcha. And then you said the other part of it was to not be shy, to shock the shyness.
Yes. Did you do that?
I was kind of like alone all this weekend. I didn't really.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, you know, when I was in the vices, I remember you saying, like, just stop yourself while you're in the middle of it and shock it. Yeah. I couldn't do that. I thought about doing it, but I couldn't do it. So.
You could have done it. You didn't want to do it.
I didn't want to. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to shock the ego by not going with it.
Yeah.
And so the biblical question, how do you know when you're spiritual?
I see that title as a fake identity. I don't think that it doesn't even mean anything. Just.
Something. It doesn't mean anything to be spiritual.
Yeah, it doesn't. I used to call myself that too, and I just didn't want to say Christian for some reason. You know, I didn't want to be lumped in that group. So, but I think it's a meaningless. Yeah, it's a fake identity.
Wow, thank you, Josh. I got to take a break. I appreciate that, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Okay, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. 888-77-JESSE. A quick break. Two more hours to go to hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of hate, blame, and victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
Happy Socialist / Communist Day. It is so-called Labor Day when they don't want to labor. They don't want to work, but they call it Labor Day. You do the math. This is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday. Everybody loves females. It's the first of the month. The rent's due, or time to collect the mortgage. I don't know. Whatever. You guys know. September 1st, AD 2025. Men's Forum is this Thursday. It's the first Thursday of the month. Coming right up, guys. RebuildingTheMan.com/events. A judge blocked Trump, the Trump administration, from deporting children to Guatemala while they were on the tarmac. Ridiculous. By the way, 1.2 million so-called immigrants are gone from the U.S. labor force under our greatest president, Trump. That's what preliminary data shows. Should be some job openings for that low-skilled labor or whatever. And there's this black socialist, Brandon Johnson. He's the so-called mayor of Chicago. Under Trump, he's calling Trump's plan for his city out of control. But his city is out of control. And Israel, they killed a longtime Hamas spokesman. Hamas's armed wing, the spokesman for it, he got killed. Terrible. I guess, I don't know. And 6.0, if I read this correctly, magnitude earthquake hit eastern Afghanistan, and a 6.0 was enough to kill like 800 people over there in Afghanistan and destroy villages, 2,500 injured. Crazy. So watch out, people. This is the end. Again, this is the end of the first hour, JLP. We'll be right back to your calls. There's one line open. You can call in right now, even during fake news, not fake news. And JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll also get to the Super Chats and more great stories. But commie nonsense, AP, far-left extremist, off-the-deep-end liberal, ridiculous, anti-American, Associated Press. That's what I call them. It says that a judge has blocked the deportation of Guatemalan children who were already waiting on the tarmac. That's the takeoff strip, whatever, to be sent back. So-called migrant children waiting on tarmacs to be sent to their native Guatemala. A so-called federal judge Sunday temporarily blocked the flights, siding with attorneys for the children, who said that the government was breaking laws and sending their clients to potential peril. Guatemalan children who arrived at the border without their parents or guardians will stay for at least 2 weeks while the legal fight unfolds, according to the ruling. And you wonder why Trump's deportation numbers are low. Quote, "I do not want there to be any ambiguity," so said U.S. District Judge Sparkle El Suknanen. Very nice American name. What a name. Imagine your name is Sparkle. A woman, POC gal, so-called judge. She said all 76 children on the planes were expected to have been returned to shelters overseen by HHS, Health and Human Services, the U.S. Department, by the end of Sunday, so said the Justice Department in a court filing. Some children identified only by their initials said in court documents they had been neglected, abandoned, physically threatened, or abused in their home country. Please. The administration insisted that they were reuniting the Guatemalan children at the Central American nation's request with their parents or guardians who sought their return. Lawyers for at least some of the children say that's untrue. The Homeland Security Department did not immediately respond to a request for comment on that ruling. And as I mentioned, 1.2 million illegals, or immigrants, they call them, are gone from the U.S. labor force under our greatest president, Trump. So shows preliminary data. Interesting, huh? There's a bunch of parades and events celebrating the contributions of workers for U.S. held on Monday for so-called Labor Day. experts say Trump's stepped-up immigration policies are impacting the nation's labor force. Making some openings. Time to get busy. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 2.
To stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racist with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's the second hour of the show already. Can you believe that? Happy coming this day. Oh, amazing. A lot of people traveling and all kind of stuff. And gas prices are down. What the maze? Did you hear about that, maze? Gas prices are down, maze. And that's amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-773-7733-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy. Brand new biblical. We dealt with last week biblical question in fellowship yesterday. If you were not there or you didn't see it, catch it live, you can podcast it. And last week biblical question was, how have you treated yourself all of your life? Everybody, and there's not one, have treated themselves awfully, awful, just horribly. Anyone that has anger, you're treating yourself in a horrible way. Anyone that has resentment, you have treated yourself in a horrible way. Anyone that has fear, a loneliness, suicidal thoughts, all type of identities inside of you, you've treated yourself in a horrible way. Anyone that is divided, you've treated yourself in a horrible way. Anyone that judge at all, you've treated yourself in a horrible way. And you couldn't help it because you're lost. You're asleep. And you see no other way to treat yourself. Anyone that try to hurt others, gossiping, attacking, fighting physically, or in a relationship, fighting in a relationship, period. You're treating yourself horribly. You don't have to treat yourself that way anymore if you drop the anger. All you got to do is drop the anger, and you can drop the anger just like that. Hot potato. Then you know you pick up a hot candy yam, and you're like, ooh, it's hot, and you drop it. That's how easy it is to drop your anger. All you got to do is drop it, and you will never treat yourself or anyone else in a horrible way. But if you don't drop that anger and be not deceived, do what you want with this, But don't let anyone tell you that, oh, Jesus was angry. That's your enemy. And they tell you, oh, anger is a human emotion. That's your enemy. Run, don't walk away from that person. That person will destroy you. I don't care if your mama, your daddy, your husband, your wife, your friends, they'll destroy you. An angry person is an evil person and cannot be trusted. So, you have treated yourself. You don't even have to tell me. I know how you treat yourself. A horrible way. All of your whole life. But you can end that right now. Drop the anger. Forgive. And everything can change. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. It is bad. Human beings are evil. It's awful out there in the world. It's awful. And everyone is like that until you start to overcome. And then you stop being that way and the rest of the world gone by. But it's rough. Human beings are rough. Really. Look, just think about it. Look how human beings treat each other, and they're supposed to be created in the image of God. Think about that. And you do nothing but bring hell upon yourself and others, and you get a thrill from it, and you love it. You call it life. Look how the people in Chicago, the mayor of the city and the governor of the city, the state, don't want Donald Trump to stop black people from killing each other and others. They don't want it. They'll say it out loud. We don't want it. Don't bring us into help. We know that it's out of control, but it's good for us. We can boast that way. We get money that way because that means we can get program money. Don't you dare come here, Donald Trump, to try to help the blacks to stop killing each other, robbing and raping and carrying on. Is you crazy? We hate you, Donald Trump, for doing that. And we're going to do everything we can, the mayor of Chicago and the governor of Chicago. We're going to do everything we can, Trump, to stop you from coming to Chicago to end crime. And I got proof. NBC Chicago is reporting. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson signed an executive order establishing a plan to counter a federal immigration crackdown. As a possible National Guard deployment threatened by none other. They're not saying none other, but I am. Then President Donald Trump. Watch this from NBC Chicago.
We do not want to see tanks in our streets. We do not want to see families ripped apart.
Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson vowing pushback against White House plans to send ICE agents or even National Guard troops into Chicago. Taking a page from Trump and signing this executive order, largely symbolic, requiring federal agents wear body cameras and uniforms and show their faces, declaring Chicago police will remain locally controlled.
We may see militarized immigration enforcement. We may also see National Guard troops. This president continues to go well beyond the bounds of the Constitution.
Black people, pay attention. These are your folks. These are your people. Your own black people that's, oh, we love the blacks. We want to help the black. We want to save the black. Uh-uh. This man don't care about you, and there's not one other black person that care about you. nor one white liberal that cares about you, and a very few conservatives. And they are not required to care about you. You are supposed to care about you. Brandon Johnson doesn't want Donald Trump to come and stop the black-on-black violence. And Chicago is out of control. It's been that way for years. Years. They don't want it. Where will they get money from if the blacks stop killing each other? Who will vote for them if the blacks stop killing each other? Those your people, the blacks, that's a black man. And I thought the blacks loved one another. How about black power? Fist bump. Black power. Where's that? Brandon Johnson does not want Trump to stop the crime, and he's definitely not going to end it, do nothing about it. Here's when Donald Trump addressed the governor of Illinois about Chicago's crime, telling him he better straighten it out fast. I'm coming. What matter of man is this? Why is this?
Trump, citing crime in Chicago, pointing to 6 homicides last weekend, even as killings are down about 30% this year. Writing on Truth Social, the weak and pathetic governor of Illinois just said he doesn't need help in preventing crime. He is crazy. He better straighten it out fast or we're coming.
They're just looking to invade the city of Chicago. This is a part of his plan to do something really nefarious, which is to interfere with elections in 2026. He wants to have troops on the ground.
Well, Chicago officials say there is no emergency here. If the immigration raids were to start next week, they could coincide with the Mexican Independence Day celebrations here in the city.
Did you ever see people who are supposed to be protecting the city run scared that somebody may end the crime in the city? They're fighting against it. And they want the illegals to stay because they want the votes. They want the votes. It ain't about y'all. They don't care about you. They don't love you. What the? It doesn't matter the color. They don't love you. And your eyes are shut. Your eyes are closed. And you can't see that. They don't love you. And then they cry racism. That keep you hypnotized. Because the moment they use that word, you believe it and you go back to sleep. And then they got you and they can do whatever they want. They can make you vote for them, and you don't even know why, except they say they're black. I got proof, and then I take your calls and super chats, that they don't want the illegals to be taken away because they want the illegals voting. That's what this is all about. It's not like they care about the illegal alien. They can care 2 cents about the illegal aliens. Angry people have no love. Anyone that has anger has no love. It's impossible. Impossible. That's what you are to me. Incredible you. It's impossible to have love and anger. They cannot dwell in the same location. Brandon Johnson and Gavin Newsom and none of you people love you blacks. They only love you either white votes. It's all about self. And Governor Newsom said out loud that the illegal won't be able to vote. If Trump don't stop this mess of trying to help the American people. Watch this from the right scoop. The right scoop. Gavin Newsom just admitted on a podcast that he's worried about ICE prevented illegals and non-citizens from voting in California. He said it out loud. Where did illegals get the right to vote in our country? Where? Watch this from X.
In L.A., do you think ICE is not going to show up around voting and polling booths to chill participation? You know that. The National Guard, you know that. Everybody knows what's at stake, so we have to put a stake in the ground and do things differently.
Y'all know that the illegals are going to be afraid to show up and vote, knowing that the ICE is out there. We got to put something out there to stop this, because I need them to show up and vote. That's why we give them license, driver's license and everything. He's saying that out loud. Something that we already knew anyway. And yet you vote for them. And then you cry. And then you cry. Let me go to Maryland and talk to Antoine. Antoine, a first-time caller out of Maryland. Antoine, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, Antoine.
Yep. So let me just say, man, I discovered you about 2.5-3 months ago, man. And listening to you, it's like really helping me, you know, because I'm starting to realize the whole thing. I have anger within inside of me.
Yeah.
And the anger drives you, and it makes you do things of the devil. And I understand that. And now that I'm recognizing that, I am doing a change to myself. So either way, last night, I was, me and my fiance were talking, and I said something about, you know, when people do things, it's not them. It's the devil inside them making them do that. Yeah. Understand that anything is evil is of the devil. It's not of God. It's evil. Evil equals the devil. So when I told her that, she was like, that's not necessarily true all the time, because sometimes, you know, God gave us free will and it's just us doing that. It's not the devil. So then I said to her, I said, yeah, God give us free will. I said, but at the same time, him giving us free will, if there's a demonic idea in our brain and we go through with it, the devil drove us to do that.
Yep.
And so she's back and forth. We know it's not, that's just self, you doing it, bop, 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 whatever. And then what I'm new, and then it's funny, I think she's got a thing with me listening to you, because last night I got out of the shower and I cut on the service on Bond.
Mm-hmm.
And when I cut it on, she was sitting there doing her daughter's hair. And when I cut it on the TV, she got her son, give me my headset. Give me my headset. She didn't want to hear you what you got to say. And it's just like, I'm sitting there and I'm like, man, the devil is really in her. And it's like, if I say that, I don't know. She, like, don't think that this is the case or whatever. So, I mean, I just try to get an understanding of the whole thing with her saying it's self. And it's not the devil all the time. What's your take on that?
The one thing I can promise you, and without a doubt, is evil inside the mind. Every human being possessed with evil. That's why we must be born again. And every decision that anyone has ever made was never their decision. They were influenced by evil, and they thought it was their decision, but it wasn't. And that's why things don't work out. Because you listen to evil and not to God. And when you do that, it's going to always turn out wrong. It never will turn out right. But we are not in control of anything. We have never made our own decisions about anything. We can't. It's impossible. Impossible for human beings to make decisions. We cannot make them.
Right. Right.
Of ourselves, we can do nothing. And of ourselves, we know nothing.
Right.
When are you planning on marrying this woman?
honestly, when she can get her oldest son out of the house, that would be amazing.
Oh, you guys living together already?
Yeah, I know.
And she has children already?
Yes, she does. Her father's her children's father passed away.
How many children she has?
So she has. Hold on, I want to be accurate. Because I have one by her, too. Yeah. I love my daughter, though. Wasn't playing. But she has four.
Whoa!
Her oldest is, she'll be 25 this year. I have three at this point. I have three. One is in college. One is graduating. She's going to college this year.
How old are you?
Me? I'm 41.
You've been married before, too?
Never.
Oh.
I was a slut maker.
Why would you take on a woman with four children?
Well, honestly, it was a pivotal time in my life. Now that I look back at it, I realize that probably wasn't the smartest idea that I'd done. Mind you, her and her children's father had been broken up when me and her had first started talking, and it was crazy. She was at my house. I lived by myself at the time. She was at my house when she got the call that their father had passed. So he was like, yeah, it was weird, you know, because I had just met her, and there was a whole thing where, you know, maybe sympathy partly kicked in, and then I really do love her. She's a good person.
What's good about her?
What's good about her? She's caring. She's extremely nurturing, you know.
So what's good about her?
Well, no man is good. You're right.
So why do you say she's good?
Well, let me take that back, because no man is good. I've heard that for you, from you. So let me just take that back. I'm not going to say she's a good woman. She's a decent woman. Let me put it like that.
Amazing.
You know, she's not out in the streets. You know, she doesn't run around. She's a hard worker.
So what are you going to do now that you're working on yourself, and it doesn't sound like she is, seems like she hates the truth. How do you think that's going to work out?
Well, all I plan on doing is just getting closer to God and letting the light shine through me. And hopefully when the others see the light, they'll come in. But I'm not. So it was a thing. I had anger, man. I had anger because, like, my son, he's 19 years old. The boy is in school. He's training to work in the pit for NASCAR, which he's been in NASCAR since he was little. And he's pursuing his dream. She has her 25-year-old son that my 19-year-old son is running circles around. You know, and that was driving me because I was looking at it from my lens, like he should be doing more. So I had a lot of like hatred towards him and her and the situation. But listening to you, I realized, okay, you know what? I put myself in this position.
Yeah.
I put myself in this. So the only thing I can do is try to make the best of it, which is what I'm doing. You know, so I told her, you know, I'm not going to be sitting here holding animosity towards your child or whatever, because at the end of the day, I understand everybody don't got it. You know what I mean? Everybody doesn't have it. So
and
it's
this
okay.
This is why a man should not take on another family that's not his own, and a woman should not take on another man, another family that's not her own, because the kids are never going to accept a step-parent. And the parents are selfish because it's about them and not about the children. It doesn't work.
Yeah. I explained to her about, you know, you think you're helping, but you're not. It was like you really hate your son, realistically.
Yes.
Out of a good place. But I told her, I said, at the end of the day, the young men, we have to fall on our face. It builds character to us. You're not allowing him. You keep being a safety net.
And what did she say when you told her that?
Well, it's my child. You know, I got to do what's right. He's trying.
Well, she's not going to listen to you because it's not your child.
Exactly. And mind you, his dad, he's 20-some years old, and I think the father is still paying her back child support to this day. But that's a different father.
Even though he's dead?
No, not him. That child has her oldest son has a different father.
Oh, so she had four children by two different men?
Yeah.
With three different men, because she has one with you now, right?
Yeah.
What a mess!
I know. What the?
What the?
Oh, she hates when I do that, and she's like, why do you do that so much now? I said, keep me from cursing, that's why. I don't know. You know? Because I'm trying to work on myself, and I like that, so I say that. Because, hey, it's keeping me from cursing.
Yeah, absolutely. Know? What? No.
What a mess. But you know what? I put myself in the situation.
Yeah, yeah.
But, so, you know.
You can't blame her that you're in that. You put yourself into it.
That's right.
She's to blame for her issues. And you're to blame for your own issue, not her.
That's correct. Now, I mean, maybe now that my eyes are a little open and they've been open for some years, I mean, honestly, I probably would have did things differently because I know this isn't the natural way, but I'm in it. I don't want to unchange it, but, you know, I mean, because I'm in it.
Like, why it funny you, listen, you are in it, but why are you going to marry her?
Well, honestly, why am I going to marry her?
Yeah.
I feel like the way she's been here for me, I mean, she deserves it eventually. But, I mean, like I said, I think that's going to be
far out. False feeling.
It's a false feeling.
Uh-huh. You're going to get deeper into hell.
Like I said, I'm just trying to let the light of God shine through me. And
yeah. That's what you do now, yeah. You now you continue to just work on yourself. And don't get married in a hurry. Have a way to see. And then you eventually see which way to go with this.
Right, right, right. That's definitely what I'm planning on doing.
Have you forgiven your mother?
My mother, she died. She dead. She died 2 years ago today. Yeah, 2 years ago before Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay.
We didn't have the best relationship. Yep. I was lucky if I seen her 2 times out of the year, you know, which it wasn't like, no animosity I had towards her because I looked at it like what is put inside of me, she couldn't have gave me. She would have probably, because I was, mind you, I was the only child because my sister killed herself when I was 16. So if my mom.
Your sister killed herself?
Yeah, when she was 16, yeah.
Wow, what when a mess.
When I was 16, yeah. She was going through that postpartum depression after pregnancy and all that.
Meaning that she was very angry.
Yeah, there's a lot of anger inside, absolutely. Yeah. And now, you know, I didn't realize the effect of how anger can drive you in front of the devil. Until I, like, started listening to you get a job, man. I was listening to get a job while I was on my job.
Get a job is amazing.
It is, man. Yeah. It truly is. Fine. I started to listen to your Sunday services. I got a best friend. He goes to church. Or whatever, and I was raised in church, you know, with all the hooping and hollering and all that. But I look at it now, I'm like, man, they don't do nothing. God don't hear them people no more than he hears somebody just sitting, being civil, meditating, and concentrating on him. Right. I understand that, all that. She sits up, she'll play all the holy music all the time through the house. And I'm like, the devil.
Yeah.
The devil, right? What a mess.
What a mess. Amazing. Are you doing the silent prayer?
I'm going to start. I'm going to start. I'm not trying to suffer and die. I need to start. I definitely want to start, for sure.
I highly recommend you do the silent prayer. And what you got to, what I recommend now, do what you want, of course, but you got to back off from her because she doesn't want the truth.
So and that's just, what it seems like.
You just need to quietly work on you and let God cause you to, he will overtake evil away from you, and he will guide your path. You will see what to do. But if you keep trying to get her to work on herself, she, the evil, the darkness in her will hate the light in you, and she will try to destroy you.
Right, right, right.
So you're going to have to back off. You can never, you should never impose the truth on anyone that doesn't want it and let them suffer.
Yeah, because I just thought that was really intriguing yesterday. Like I said, I cut you on last night, and you're my headset. I'm like, what the?
Yeah. Well, she doesn't want to hear the truth, so don't impose it on her at all. Leave her in her misery and don't judge her. She has a right to stay in her misery.
Yeah, absolutely.
But don't try to change her, man. You'll end up being destroyed.
And that's what I know, man. I let all this stuff just bring evil in me and being animosity towards her child, which make me be angry towards her. And I'm like, okay, this is the devil, this is ego, and I know it.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I'm trying to suppress that, you know? That's all I'm doing.
Right. No, you want to see it and do nothing about it, but be aware of it inside of you. And the light, God, the nature of God, would take it away.
Yep.
Amazing. I wish you well. And try to do the silent prayer and just quietly work on you and just wish that woman well. Don't be angry at her. She has a right to be in her evil if she wants to.
But don't judge her, all right?
No, absolutely. And thank you, Justice, for your time. Going to continue to listen to you, man. Right, it won't be less than you hear from me.
Right, absolutely. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
All right, you have a good one.
All right, buddy. I got to take a break. Back in a quick moment. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darnest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax. Welcome back, 888-77-JESSE. The men's forum is this Thursday night, if the Lord is willing and the creeks don't rise. And check out Punchy's Coffee. Good. I have my own coffee now. And it is bringing it all home to me. It's so good. At jesseleepeterson.shop. And every dime goes back into the organization, helping us to help others. And our merch is amazing. Check out the merch. We have T-shirts, and we even have coffee cups for Punchy's Coffee. An amazing T-shirt. When she cries, she's lying. Anyone has anger? A man with anger? It's a murderer. It should say anyone, really, man or woman. Because if you just say man, it makes the women think it's not referring to them. But it is. Hoodies and all kinds of things there. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or jesseleepeterson.shop, jesseleepeterson.shop, or rebuildingtheman.com/stores. All right? And check out Punches TV. Oh, Lord. Not yours, Lord. Amazing. Punchy.tv is amazing. All right. Check it out. Super.
Let's do some super chats.
Super chats.
Yesterday in the church super chats, John. With a super chat with no message. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, John. Amazing.
Marty, happy Sunday, everyone. And JLP crew, much love.
Thank you. And thanks for helping us to help others. Much love to you as well. Thank you.
David says, I'm coming off meds for anxiety, and it's true, the thoughts of demons are going nuts. But I can see them so much more clearly, and I can really see for myself that the thoughts demons are not me.
The one thing I want you to know, do what you want, but I want you to know you're possessed with evil spirits in the mind. Psychologically, emotionally, nothing but demons. It's not you, and every human being has it. And you can overcome. You must be born again, meaning you got to forgive, and so God can forgive you and change your heart from anger to love. And then he'll change your nature. He really will. But you got to surrender. And I want you to know, you or I are no one. There's not one person walking this planet, anywhere in the world, has ever made their own decision. You have not made a decision about anything. You don't know what you want. Look, every time you get married, don't you marry the wrong woman? Or ladies, you married the wrong man. You didn't make that decision. You didn't make the decision about anything. You're being controlled and don't know it. Thank you.
John M. says, thank you, Jesse.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Forgive Yo Mama in church on the Rumble, a monthly supporter on Rumble.
Nice. You got to know how to rumble.
Says, quick clap and what the?
No.
Pastor Chatelet says, they can't help it, man. It's something else to behold.
I'm always a little surprised when they clap in the Sunday meeting like that.
Cash Daly says, clapping is like a huge pat on the back. They're there.
Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Clap your hands, all you people. Clap your hands, all you people. You hear this song?
I might have, yeah, actually.
Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. You heard that song, Nick?
Nope.
Oh, there you go.
Alpha.
thank you.
Pastor Chatelet says, hard not to marvel when Christ is working, honestly.
Yeah, that's for sure. Thank you. Absolutely.
Todadon says, LOL, laughing sticker gal kneeling down, hitting the floor or ground or something.
Thank you.
Nilla Thrilla says, amazing.
Amazing.
Imported TV, don't suffer and die, y'all. Drop your anger.
Yep. Well, when you drop the anger, you are suffering and dying. The false self is dying and not you. Really. You are not you. You cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. James, did you know you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven?
It makes a lot of sense.
You are not you. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
What?
You said last week, you hate God.
You hate God. Did y'all know that? You hate God. Even the Christians hate God. Oh, but they shout about him. They praise Jesus, and they praise the Lord, and they hate God. What a mess! Thank you.
Nice.
But you don't have to be you any longer. Thank you.
On Kick, Slim 2220, Happy Communist Day weekend, everybody.
Happy Communist Day today. I did not know Labor Day was Communist Day until James told me. And it made sense.
Yep. It all came together.
It did. Thank you.
Hyperdulia on X says in response about the mother who helped change the name of the transgender shooter, so-called.
Oh, yeah.
According to one report by Andy No, you know, a reporter guy.
Yeah.
The dad was the liberal one, and all the kids went behind mom to dad to get what they wanted. Also, the uncle is a pro-trans legislator. But agree that the mom should not have enabled any of it.
Amazing. Thank you. I'm not aware of that, but thank you.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Brandy says thank you on Cash App.
Right on. Thank you too, Brandon. Thank you.
ALL, Black Female Fatigue, Beatdown, Walmart, YouTube.
I am so sick of blacks fighting. I don't even know what to do with it. But they can't help it. It's the anger. And they are proud to be DEI. Oh, amazing. Thank you.
And ALL with a follow-up, no message.
Thank you.
April, hey, Jesse. No I in Jesse, April. I just bought two of your books, The Antidote and From Rage to Responsibility. Which one should I read first?
Amazing. Oh, Lord. I would say The Antidote.
Nice.
Yeah, The Antidote kind of lays it all out, kind of bring everything home. Bring it all home to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. You heard that song?
Of course.
How about you, Anchor Baby?
Nope.
You don't know Sam Cooke?
You know, I cry when you left.
I've never heard of no Sam Cooke in my life.
He was just a poor little ankle, baby.
He was in Canada.
I ain't getting no radio up in Canada.
They have their own music scene up there. It's very popping, actually.
But I would recommend the antidote first. Enjoy it. Thank you. And my books are amazing, folks. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/store, and I'll be happy to sign it if you like. rebuildingtheman.com/store.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Thank you, April.
Yeah.
Eric Five Coffees, if Jesse is just a man with thoughts, how do we, or Jesse, for that matter, know that what Jesse says is the truth and not just thoughts? Says Eric with Five Coffees.
Good question, Eric. By not thinking about it, just hear it and let it go in one ear and out the other one. And for those who want to know the truth, it will verify it for you. It will let you know that made sense. Don't try to figure it out yourself. Absolutely, man. Amazing. Thank you.
Three coffees from Tony from New Zealand. Let go, let God, stay present, don't judge.
Heard around the world by everybody and they mama if you're black. Everybody and their mama if you're white. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Five coffees from Eric. In response to the BQ, how do you know when you're spiritual?
Yes, how do you know when you're spiritual?
When I'm in the world, but not of it, says he.
Thank you. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
Three coffees from Renesio. Sorry. Jesse, I came from a long line of death in the family. Seems like my heritage is not just mariachi and tacos, but muerte, meaning dead. My grandfathers are both expired, and so are their fathers. I'm not afraid of death. I just don't want to be there when it happens.
Don't think about dying. Only think about living. Live it and let dying take care of itself. All right? Don't even think about it. Live first and let death take care of itself. You'll be fine.
Nice. Eric Five Coffees, quote, you are not in control of your own life. You're not coming up with ideas, plans, and thoughts that you think you're coming up with.
You're not.
JLP.
Not at all. And this is not just something to say or some Christian thing to say. If you get to know yourself, you're going to see you are possessed. And everything you've ever done was never you. It was never you. You were influenced and did not know it. You can bank on that. Not one person on this earth has ever made their own decision about anything. Isn't that amazing? Thank you.
Matthew says, thanks, hands emoji, black skin, on Cash App.
Thank you. Amazing.
That's Bond JLP Cash App. Aries1 on pill.net donated 555 gold pills. No message.
Thank you. Amazing.
Thanks as always, Aries1.
Yeah, thank you.
Gregory, thanks to your consistent and powerful message, Jesse Crew. 4 years clean and sober. Once I saw I was not the thoughts and not responsible for the thoughts, set me free. Thanks.
Amazing. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. You're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions. You're not your body. Amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Thank you.
Jerry says on Cash App, thank you, Jesse. Staying with it.
Stay with it, Jerry. Thank you.
Very nice.
I don't care what happens, who turns against you, who try to stop you, who want to turn you away from it, don't do it. Let them go. Tell them to go to hell, and you work on yourself, no matter who it is. It doesn't matter, because evil doesn't want you to be free. So it will try to attack you in your own imagination, in your body, and it will use other people to try to stop you. Don't fall for it. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. You have on an amazing shirt. What a nice shirt. What does it say, and how do they get it?
My T-shirt reads, all thoughts are all lies all the time. And you can get it by going to jesseleepeterson.shop.
Amazing, sir. Thank you, Hake.
Yep.
Let me go to Florida and talk to Yuri. Is Yuri a first-time caller? Yuri, you are on the air. Yuri? Yuri.
Hello?
Yuri?
Yeah?
I'm calling just to say hi.
No. No. I'm sorry. I'm paying attention to the TV. And I was like, I didn't come on. I didn't hear you call me on the TV. I'm sorry.
No problem. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Oh, okay. I'm calling. This is my second time calling you.
Okay.
I done apologize to my parents. Well, my mom is dead, so I try to apologize to the dead, I guess. I tried to apologize to my daddy, but I don't know if it's the language barrier issue. I don't know, because he's Haitian. So I don't know if that's the language barrier, but I kind of feel like he understands where I came from, because now he don't want to call me no more, or he don't want to pick up my calls too much.
Right.
I was doing the silent prayer for a while, and then something scared the hell out of me. I think I was getting attacked. So now I stopped doing the silent prayer. And I guess I'm back on the binge. I stopped smoking. I put that away because you kind of made me give that up. And then now I'm starting to drink again. And then not only that, I know you said don't be with a man and stuff like that because of my situation. I need to stay single anyways. But now I'm having urges, like, you know, sexual urges.
Right.
I don't know how to deal with that. And then now the other day, my manager threatened to fire me. I work at the post office. They threatened to fire me. So it's like, I'm going downhill. I don't know what's wrong with me. Like, I thought I confronted the things. I started believing in God again. I don't believe in Jesus, but I do believe in what you were saying about the path that he took. Like Harriet Tubman, we got to follow that path, right?
Yeah. Well, not quite like Harriet, but yes.
No, but he dug out a path for us. We just got to follow it.
Absolutely.
I don't believe in Jesus and stuff like that. And I don't believe in devils and stuff like that. I barely believe in God, but I'm starting to believe in God. But I felt like I got attacked. But it's weird because I don't believe in the devil. But I felt like I got attacked. And it scared me to the point where even if I try right now to go do the silent prayer, for some reason, I can't. I try to do it, and then all of a sudden, I can't do it. I don't know what happened.
And when you say you felt like you were attacked, how were you attacked? What happened?
Okay. I think it was one night, you know, my kids are off with their father. He got them for that weekend. So I was home alone. I tried to do the silent prayer. And then it was like I was arguing with myself, like in my mind. And I don't know how to explain it. All I know, I felt like I got attacked, and I felt like this presence. Man, I don't get it. I don't believe in any of this stuff, but I felt like something was attacking me, like it was gonna come out, like a boogeyman was gonna come out and kill me. Like it scared me white, I guess. but yeah, and since then I know I was like talking to myself, saying, oh, I need to put this away. I need to stop doing this. And that other thing was like, oh, I don't get it. I just felt like there was it, whatever it is, was trying to say, I can't pass this line. It didn't say that. It just felt like I couldn't pass this line, or I couldn't pass. I don't know. All I know is that I got scared. I woke up with chills, sweating. And since then, I couldn't do it.
And your question for me is what?
What do I do? Like,
go back,
I'm trying
to
fix my life.
Go back to it. Go back to the silent prayer. Because the only thing that were attacking you with the demons that have made a home in you. And with all that anger you've had and all that stuff you've added onto your life because of them, they don't want to leave your body. And the fact that you are now sitting still and allowing the spirit of truth, all power, you're giving it the power of God to work through you, they hate that and they will attack you, but they are not attacking you. They're attacking the false you because they don't want to leave. And the spirit of evil, the devil, is afraid that you may find God. And now that you've started to work on yourself and allow God to work on you, they don't want that because they're going to have to leave you. Don't be afraid. Even if you feel what you call fear, that's not real. It's an illusion. Do the silent prayer and watch. Don't call it you. And the spirit of the light will destroy the darkness. Those are just demons that have been controlling your life, controlling you all of your life. And you're very fortunate to start seeing that. Especially you're not like believing in God or none of that. And you see these things happening, you're going to be fine, but you got to stay with it. They want to scare you off so they can stay inside of you and drive you insane.
Yeah, I feel crazy.
Every angry person is crazy. That's where mentally ill, because they're crazy in the mind. They're illogical in the way they think. But I highly recommend, do what you want, but I highly recommend you go back to it, stay with it, stay with it. And you will see they're going to scream at you. They're going to yell at you. They may sometimes make noise in your room or whatever. But you stay with it. God is with you. You'll be fine. They will have to leave you.
But I still don't understand it. I don't believe in these things. And I find myself, like, you know, out loud, I'm telling myself to shut the F up. I'm saying this out loud. Like,
don't fight with the demons.
Don't even tell them to shut the F up.
No. The spirit of
don't
truth.
Don't tell them that.
Don't argue with them. Don't fight with them. Just see them. And you're seeing them by the light of God. And so that power, of which is the light, will destroy the darkness. Those demons are darkness inside of your mind and emotions. They will be destroyed.
This feels like a very scary path.
It's scary for the demons, but not for the real you. They're scared because they're afraid of the light. But you've been identifying with them in your mind all your life. It feels like it's scary for you, but it's not. It's scary for them. Can you hold a minute?
Mm-hmm.
Let me take a break. 888-775-3773. A quick break. The hate news is coming, not the fake news, but the hate news. And I'll be back in a moment.
For everything that you do, you've absolutely changed my life for the positive. And I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt. And I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. And I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father, and it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better.
Did you know, in addition to that Sparkle judge blocking Trump from deporting those Guatemalan kids, sending them back to reunite with their families, supposedly, there's also some appeals court that ruled against Trump's plans to end legal protections for those 600,000 Venezuelan illegals, so-called migrants. What a mess. Trying to stop Trump at every step. So you people criticizing his deportation numbers, go criticize those judges. Degenerates. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday. Shout out to the females. September 1st, the first of the month, AD 2025. The lines are full, but you can call in every so often just in case a line opens up. JLP will be right back for the third and final hour of Communist Day special radio show. Happy Labor Day in America, so-called. And then after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, The Hake Report, and then American Anchor Baby. All right? Do join us. Very special. Very nice. The far-left extremist off the deep end, AP, Associated Press, totally biased, said the Chicago mayor is defying Trump's plan for the city of Chicago. The mayor of Chicago pushed back Saturday against what he called the out-of-control Trump administration's plans to surge federal officers into the nation's third-largest out-of-control city, I'm calling it out-of-control, which could take place within days. The Chicago Police Department will be barred from helping federal authorities, by Brandon Johnson, I guess, with civil immigration enforcement or any related patrols during the surge, according to an executive order signed by that socialist black Brandon Johnson, so-called mayor. So what a mess. Chicago is home to a large immigrant population, an illegal population, perhaps. Is it a sanctuary city? Is Illinois a sanctuary state, kind of like Cali? Not sure. Both the city and the state of Illinois have some of the country's strongest rules against cooperating with the federal immigration enforcement efforts. Wow. That has often put the city and state at odds with Trump's mass deportation agenda. Brandon Johnson's order builds on the city's longtime stance, saying neither Chicago nor Illinois officials have sought or been consulted on the federal presence, and demanding Trump stand down on those plans. They want to keep the crime. They want to keep the illegals. In response to Brandon Johnson's harsh words for Trump during his news conference, the White House insisted the potential flood of federal agents was about cracking down on crime. And that's a quote. What a mess, huh? Crazy. And meanwhile, in Israel and Palestine, so-called, Israel killed a Hamas spokesman. Far-left, lame AP fake news called it spokesperson. Yeah, right. Hamas has a spokesperson. No, they probably had a spokesman. As security cabinet is meeting to discuss expanding the offensive in Gaza. That's the Israeli security cabinet. The Israeli military announced Sunday they have killed the longtime spokesman for Hamas's armed wing, identified as Abu Obeida, the nom de guerre, wartime name or whatever, I don't know, for the person who represented Hamas's Qassam Brigades? Qassam Brigades. Oh, not Brigades. Anyway, his killing came as Israel's security cabinet met to discuss the expanding offensive in some of Gaza's most populated areas. Hamas has not commented on the claim. Abu Obeida's last statement issued Friday, Israel began the initial stages of the new offensive and declared Gaza City a combat zone. His statement said the militants would do their best to protect living hostages, but warned they could be in areas of fighting. And he said the remains of the dead hostages would disappear forever. Israeli's military said the spokesman had been behind the release of videos showing hostages as well as footage of Hamas-led attack that sparked that war, the October 7th attack. The military also reiterated a threat against remaining Hamas leaders abroad. Are they hiding in Qatar? Qatar. Fewer than 50 hostages remain in Gaza, and Israel believes about 20 are alive. Families, so-called, they protested outside the security cabinet meetings, angry that it was not discussing a ceasefire. Sound like liberals. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP. Hour 3.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-888-77-Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My brand new biblical question, and it's a doozy. How do you know when you are spiritual? A lot of people say they are spiritual. How do you know when you are spiritual? Amazing, amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you don't have time to sit and watch the show, you can podcast. But you can listen live anywhere in the world. Anywhere. We are heard around the world. And for the flat earth is up and down the world. So you can listen to the show on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. It's the last hour of the show on Monday. And we take all calls, but every Monday is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to
fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Yeah, amazing. 888-77-JESSE. I want to go back to Yuri out of, what? Yuri out of Florida. And Yuri was doing the silent prayer, and these demons attacked her. They scared her, and now she's not sure what to do. Am I right, Yuri?
Yeah.
And so, Yuri, I want you to know those demons been living in you all your life, ever since your mother first traumatized you.
and you have identified with them when you escaped into your imagination, into thoughts. And now that you're starting to become aware of that, you're starting to wake up. They don't want you to see that it was never you. It was always them. And every human being are possessed like that. There's not one that's not, except those who are starting to overcome them. And I want you to know that they have no power at all. The darkness has no power. There is no power in thoughts at all, emotions and all that. All power has been given unto you. You have the power with the power of God, right? But they have no power at all. They can only intimidate you and make you hurt yourself. They can't do anything to you. So let them scream, let them holler, let them do whatever they want to do. You just be still and watch them. They cannot hurt you. They can make you hurt yourself, but they can't do anything. They have been defeated. Evil has no power. It's been defeated. And that's why they have to intimidate you to make you react and hurt yourself. Don't react and just watch them, and the light of God is with you, and you'll be fine.
I feel like that's easier said than done.
What do you mean?
Because yesterday, I had to go to work yesterday because they threatened to fire me if I didn't, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I spent the whole day in my head, the whole day mad. So when I was delivering mail, I was delivering mail angrily the whole day. And I told myself to shame the devil, right? To shame it. Like, just stop being mad. But it's like I couldn't control myself. Like, I tried to say, don't be mad. You know, just come to work, do what they say to do, and, you know, be done. So I try not to say nothing to my boss. Even though he kept talking to me, I try to say nothing. He got mad. He snapped at me. Because I said zero. Because I know as soon as I open my mouth, I was going to get fired. So I tried to not say nothing at all. Even customers during my route, I didn't say nothing to them. I just kept going throughout the whole day. And it's like my whole day was bad. Like, it just, the whole day was negative.
And why do you say it was bad?
I don't know how to explain. Huh?
Why do you say it was bad?
Because I decided not to talk, like, basically that whole time, that whole day.
So when your boss would ask you a question or something, you would not respond to him?
If it was work-related, I responded.
Right.
But if it wasn't work-related, I plainly ignored him, and then he went off on me.
What did he say when you didn't respond? Because you don't have to talk if it's not work-related.
Yeah, I did it.
What did he say to you that, if you can say, what did he say to you that was not work-related and you didn't respond and he got mad?
Like, it's like the sheet of paper we filled out, right? Because he'd been talking that whole time, the morning, and then when I got back, he kept talking. I just ignored him straight through, right? And it's 5 p.m. from when I get in there from 8 to like 5 p.m. I'm getting back, and he kept talking. I just kept ignoring him. And then when it was time to turn in my time card, I filled it out and put it where, you know, I just left it there. I didn't even think nothing of it because I'm in my head. And then he yelled at me. He said, "You could at least hand it to me. What the hell wrong with you? I ain't do nothing to you." And I just looked at him crazy, and I said, "If you open your mouth, you are really going to get fired." So I just looked at him crazy, and then I walked off because it was my last day. So
what do you mean your last day?
Because I'm transferring out that area to go to a different area, working inside the plant. instead of working outside, because that's just too much for me.
So now you're going to be in a different location. You won't have the same boss?
I won't have the same boss. But they've been good to me this whole time. So I was like, I had no reason to do that. But at the same time, it's like, I was just so mad because I already called in sick. And they just kept, they said they're going to fire me if I don't show up.
Why are you calling sick? Just, are you black?
Yes.
Oh, no wonder.
I called in sick because I came in that morning and they didn't let me know that I wasn't supposed to work that morning. So I came in early in the morning and, you know, the day before, no one told me. So then they was like, oh, they'll call me later if they need me. So now I get home. I said, you know, this messed up. So now I just called out saying I'm sick. The guy said, oh, call on through the main line and let them know. So now I called through the main line, got my ticket number saying I'm sick these last 2 days. I'm not coming in. And they starting to fire me.
I don't blame them. But you're out of there now, so that's done, right?
Oh, I have no idea. So I feel like the customers that might complain on me because I almost ran somebody over. I think it was my anger. Almost ran somebody over. I knew I wasn't feeling right. So.
Well, you need to calm down.
I think I do. I think I'm just, I don't know.
Stop acting out. Here's what I recommend, all right? So now that you're in a new location for the job. Do what you want, but I recommend you go back to the silent prayer and just quietly watch those thoughts and let them, if they scream at you again or they try to talk to you, don't respond at all. You just be aware of them. You go to work and if be aware of what's happening inside of you. Don't call the anger you. You'll get past all this. They're just trying to intimidate you. They have no power. They're just trying to make you act out and hurt yourself, get fired or whatever, right? They have no power. They only have intimidation, deception. They deceive you, then they accuse you. Just watch it, and you'll be fine.
I feel like I don't even have, yeah, you're right. I don't have power over those things.
No one does.
Because I try to convince myself to shame it. But like, hey, don't listen to it. But I spent the whole day ignoring. It's like I was having a dialogue with myself, say, hey, stop driving while you're angry. It's like I couldn't stop. It's like I just, even when I got home, I went online and started just saying a whole bunch of crazy stuff. It's like I couldn't stop. And I got on the phone with my friend and told her a whole bunch of crazy stuff. And it's like I can't stop.
Okay, stop it.
Stop it.
Stop it now and stop it, all right? And just slow down, watch those thoughts, go to work, and just know the voices in your head are not you. Don't identify with them. Just quietly realize that's not me. I hear those voices, but it's not me. And don't be afraid, meaning know that they try to intimidate you, but they can't. They cannot hurt you. And you'll be fine. You've just been living with them all your life, and you've been acting crazy all your life, and you've given them life all of your life, and then now they don't want you to wake up. They don't want you to know God. They don't want you to be free, because if they leave you, where are they going to live? They'll be homeless. They have to find another body to live in.
I know all this. Everything you tell me, I know it. It's just at the moment.
Speak up a little bit.
It's like I know everything you're telling me, right?
Yes.
But at the moment when it's overtaking me, I try to talk to myself.
Don't try to talk to yourself. You be just quiet. Don't respond crazy at all.
So just be crazy.
Well, it's crazy. It's not you. You'll be crazy if you talk to them. You'll be crazy if you try to do anything about it.
I don't understand that. So you just say, just let the anger take over. But I'm not going to lie. I never saw me get angry. And a lot of people say I explode a lot. But yesterday, I actually saw me get angry. And I know now it ain't right.
Yes.
I never saw myself get angry. Right. Like, literally, step by step throughout the whole day. And then I now realize, you know what? I'm a very angry person.
Yes.
I never saw that before.
Beautiful. Now you see it. And it's God who is allowing you to see it because you want to see it. And by seeing it, stop calling it you. It's those spirits in you. It's not you.
This is hard to this is hard to take in because you can't see. You understand a little bit, but you can't see me.
I know you're a mess.
I know I'm a mess, and you know my life tells it all because you know I'm leaving a second marriage. I realize the problem is me, and every guy I've ever dated, they literally want to kill me, beat me up, or they want nothing to do with me, nothing at all. And I realize, you know what, my brother might have been right. You know, but my brother passed away. He was right.
Right, like, in what way?
He kept saying, like, when I was a teenager, he's like, oh, you change boyfriends every 2 weeks. Every 2 weeks, you show me a new guy. Yeah. Every 2 weeks, I don't get to know these guys. And it's now, you know, even though I got married and I stopped doing all that craziness, and I got married for long periods of time. But at the same time, that little 15-year-old girl didn't really grow up.
Right. I just realized all that came from you resenting your mother. And realize, just like you can't help yourself, your mother could not help herself. Her mother did it to her. And just realize she did the best she could. And forgive her. When you realize that you're going to forgive her, God will forgive you. And you're going to be fine if you stay with this. And that's totally up to you. I can't make you stay with it. I can only encourage you that this is a tough road that you're traveling right now. You have to travel it alone. God is with you. And if you just watch and do nothing about it, don't argue with the devil in your mind and don't argue with the devil in other people. You just be the watcher, go to work, make your dinner, have your life, but just watch what's happening inside of you, and you one day you just realize, you know what, I'm free, without even realizing you'll be free.
But until then, I gotta let that demon run his course.
Yes, and just watch it. Don't call it you. Give it no attention. As far as don't argue with it, don't talk back to it. Don't fight with it. Just watch it. And go about, and don't be, when you're out there doing your work, don't be mean to other people. They have nothing to do with it. And just be polite, be nice, and go on with your work, with your life.
That's not like two different things. Like, you say, okay, the demon, let the demon run its course. But if the demon feel like they want to, you know, not be bothered with anybody, I feel like I can't separate me and that other thing.
You can't. You need to be aware of it, and God will separate you from it. You are not the demons. You're not the thoughts. You're not the feelings. You've just been identified with them all your life. You and the demons became one because you didn't know it better growing up. Now you're getting to the point where you start to see that, and they're clinging to you so tightly, they don't want to let go of you. But they have no other choice if you just let God take care of it. If you let the light handle the darkness, you'll be fine. They have no choice but to let go.
They're going to be costing me my livelihood.
No, they're not, because you're going to go. Oh, you're going to work.
Yeah, I'm going to work.
Yeah, get up and go to work. Don't let them stop you, and don't say they're going to call you. They can't do anything to you. They can't hurt you. They can only scare you and make you think it's them, and make you hurt yourself. They have no power. They only have, they can accuse you and then judge you.
Yeah, I might need an exorcist because I don't know what's going on.
And the light will do that. That's what God is trying to do. He's trying to rebuke the demons from you. I can't play no more. I gotta go.
Mm-hmm. No, I know. Thank you so much. But is there any way, like, I could get connected to, like, someone, like, to talk to and stuff?
You mean, like, you want to talk to me or in counseling or something?
Yeah.
Call my office and set it up. 800-411-2663.
Okay, then. All right, thank you so much.
800-411-BOND, all right?
Yeah, I have that number.
The office is closed today because it's Communist Day, but the office will be open tomorrow.
Tomorrow, okay.
Tomorrow,
okay,
Tuesday. I'll call. But in the meantime, calm down and come as you are, weak and afraid, and the Father will save you.
All right, thank you.
If you call the office today, you leave a message, they'll call you back tomorrow.
Oh, okay. All right, thank you.
But go to work, all right?
I'll go to work. I'll be living in the streets with a demon and probably still run my life.
Yeah. All right, call me again.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye now. 888-7753-773. 888-77 Jesse. Let me talk to Kyle out of Canada. First time caller. Kyle, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Hey. First time caller.
Yeah, first time caller. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. I just wanted to say about, you know, people would say that I'm white and you're black, but I see you as a brother, man. And I just want to mention about how my wife to be and I, we think you're amazing, and I really appreciate all that you do, trying to tell people to stop, like, you know, scapegoating where they're like, oh, you're the reason where I'm at, you know, to instead, like, realize you can do something about it, right?
Yeah.
If you let God work through you as well, right?
Absolutely. Nobody can hold you down but you. No one. You can't blame anyone for anything concerning your life.
Yeah. And tie into that, like listening to what some of the callers were talking about and what you were giving advice on, like back about like 10 years ago, I forgave my dad and realized, like you're saying, about how it's like, you know, generational stuff and all that.
Yeah.
And I told him on the call that, you know, I appreciate, I was grateful for the things that he did do, and I forgive him for the things that he didn't do or did do wrong, kind of thing, you know?
Right on. Did you forgive your mother?
Yes, yes, I did. And, it was a different kind of forgiveness, but I will mention this as well. I forgave, I had that phone call with my dad. It was the first time I ever heard him cry in my entire life. So it was.
Fathers love their children.
Yeah,
and when they leave, they leave the mother. They don't leave the children. And what did you say to your mother when you forgave her?
I had a bit of a different one. I said that, like, I was putting a lot of my anger towards my father because, you know, he, like, cheated on my mom and she didn't, like, basically do
anything
wrong.
Are you on a Bluetooth
wrong.
Or something?
Yeah, yeah. Why? Sorry, man. Does it sound weird? Or
yeah. Yeah, you shouldn't. Don't be on a Bluetooth or anything. Go to the regular phone.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
What the?
How's this sound, brother? Sorry, man.
That much better. What did you forgive your mother?
Yes, yeah.
And
yeah.
What did you say to your mother when you went and forgave her?
I said that sorry for being so angry with you and holding so much against you when it was really, you know, my dad stepping out, cheating on her, that kind of put her in this, like, rough situation where she now had to, like, work and do her best with two boys and stuff like that, right? And, yeah, she was. I said, you've always been a wonderful mother. And
so you didn't forgive your mother. Why did you not forgive her?
Why did I not forgive her?
Why did you tiptoe around your mother?
I guess because it wasn't didn't really feel like she kind of like owed me anything, right? Because forgiving is like saying like I wipe away the debt owed to me, like what I felt was owed, right?
You need to forgive her for turning you away from your father by playing victim and trying to make your father look like he was the bad guy.
Hmm.
And you identify with your mother, and she did that to you because she pretended to be the victim, and you didn't know she was driving your father crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That is true, for sure. Yeah, I'll definitely take that to heart, and have a talk with her in the near future about that.
If you don't forgive your mother. The woman, did you say you were engaged or you have a fiance or something?
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I'm in a catechumen in Eastern Orthodox Church. And
what's
once I'm
catechumi?
Accepted, that's like the learning period for Eastern Orthodox Christianity.
Learning what?
Like where you're learning about what the church believes about Christianity, things like that.
How
so
is
that
going to help you?
Because there's a lot of different things being said by a bunch of different people that, you know, say they're Christian. Some obviously are closer to the truth, but, you know, like some that, for instance, deny the divinity of Christ, for example. I think you would probably say that that's probably further away from the truth, right?
What's the divinity of Christ?
The fact that Jesus Christ is part of the Trinity, that he is God.
You learning that at the Catholic place right now?
Eastern Orthodox, yeah, which is...
You were raised Orthodox? Orthodox?
No, no. No, no. I actually started reading the Bible 5 years ago. I read through it fully, and then I saw that it was true, and so then I went through, like, what church fathers were saying. I went through the history.
Kyle.
After
so
the
you
Bible.
Were,
yeah, yeah.
You were not raised Orthodox?
No, I wasn't raised
anything.
So right
anything.
Now
you're going, to a Catholic school, some type of Catholic school, and they're teaching you all that mess?
Eastern Orthodox church. It's like, it's the church before the Pope happened.
Where's the Pope now?
The Pope is sitting on his happy throne in the Vatican City, man. But yeah, so it was before like all that, like.
And so they taught you that Jesus was God.
Yeah, well, I also saw that in Scripture, right?
There's nowhere in the Scripture where it says Jesus is God.
Well, if see that. Where we agree, Jesse, we agree a lot, but
where
we disagree...
Where does it say Jesus God?
So, you know, when Thomas fell before Christ and said, my Lord and my God,
that
if you look
Thomas
in...
Said, though, Jesus never said that about himself.
Right, but he accepted it.
He didn't accept it, or deny it.
He said, blessed are thou who have seen... I'm paraphrasing, but he was saying that he was blessed are thou.
Pardon? Because of time, we're about to go to a break. I recommend you hold on for me. Can you hold?
Yeah, I can.
Hold on, buddy. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and then stretch off on Pure.net. Deep. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Okay, welcome back. Buck, the Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com. Also, after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. right after the Hake Report. Personal shout-outs, I would do them for you. Birthday shout-outs, wedding anniversaries, whatever. Go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And yes, we are having a men's forum this Thursday night of this week at 7 p.m. It is the first Thursday. Come on down now, you hear? At 7 p.m., I want to go quickly back to Kyle, a first-time caller out of Canada. Hey, Kyle?
Yes, Jesse.
So let me just say, if you want to go through the catechism thing, that's fine.
Catechumen.
Catechumen, that's fine. But that's no problem.
All right. Yeah, for sure. The way that it's described for it is it's kind of like waiting in the buffet line. You can leave at any time. So I'm not like fully in the church or anything like that. So it's
what
it's
made you
like,
decide to go to catechism?
Because it seemed to align with scripture and history the most, Eastern Orthodoxy.
Also, the Eastern Orthodoxy tell you to go through catechism.
Yeah.
Is that the same as a Catholic church?
No, it's Orthodox. Orthodox is different from Catholic.
But why would an Orthodox go to a Catholic church?
It's not. He's not a Catholic church. It's an Orthodox church.
So he's learning catechism at an Orthodox?
Catechumen, I don't know.
Catechumen at an Orthodox church?
Yes.
Catechism.
Yeah.
How come
going
it sounds like...
Going through the catechumen process, yeah.
Why does it sound like something the Catholics do, too?
They do, but it's different. It's very different. So the Catholics believe very... Roman Catholics believe very different things on a lot of different issues than Eastern Orthodox.
Do the Eastern Orthodox people like the Catholic people?
They disagree on some fundamental things, such as the Pope, right? So there is some shared kind of disagreements that Protestants would have with them, but they also disagree with Protestants as well.
Do Orthodox? Why do you say Eastern? So it's on the eastern part of Europe, of Canada.
No, it's just what it's called. It, like, for instance, Orthodoxy would just say that it is the one true holy apostolic Catholic Church. But if you say that you're Catholic, people think Roman Catholic, right? So Eastern Orthodox is, yes, it's like Byzantinian and such, right? The Antiochian, the Russian Orthodox Church, all that, the Greek Orthodox Church, right?
So do they have a Western Orthodox and a Southern and all that too?
Well, they have like church branches in the West as well. So, for instance, I attend the Antiochian church.
Amazing. Did you know that I'm being told that Putin is an Orthodox?
Yeah.
Are you proud of that?
No, I'm not proud of that.
Why not? But,
well, because there's some questionable things that are going on in Russia when it comes to the Orthodox Church, and a lot of that's left over from the stupid communism, right?
Because I got to run, but let me ask this last question. Orthodox, are they Christians?
Yeah, they're Christian, yeah.
And so do the Orthodox people like the Christians, like the... what's the name of those Christians? Protestants and non-denomination Christians. Do the Orthodox people like them?
Well, similar to the Roman Catholic Church. So, it's the idea that it's not necessarily, the fullness of truth. Like, for instance,
what's
I don't
think that...
What's not
the fullness of the truth? The Christians?
Well, it's kind of hard to, what you would say, is a Christian, right? So, the idea of, Protestantism wouldn't even exist if the Roman Catholics didn't elect a pope, right, where they had one pope over everyone. That was never supposed to happen.
Are you a Christian?
That led to the reform. I'd rather leave that to others to say based on my actions, but I do believe... In Jesus Christ being Lord and Savior, they died for our sins. The Nicene Creed.
Amazing. Okay,
yeah.
Interesting, man. I'm glad to hear from you, and I wish you well doing what you're doing.
Thank you, Jesse. Can I just say one quick thing, too?
Yes.
Thank you. I wanted to mention, with listening to a lot of people, they say they don't want, it sounds like they don't want to give up their anger. They don't want to give up their vices and such. And the way they're looking at it is I don't want to sacrifice, right? But the way I see it is you're always sacrificing. You're either sacrificing your present for future treasures or you're sacrificing your future for present treasures. And usually when you're sacrificing your future, it's not a good thing, right? It usually is stuff like giving in to vices. And then you are wondering, where's all this negative stuff coming from? It's well, you've been giving in to sin, right? Because you wanted pleasures in the moment, and then now you've sacrificed your future, right? Just some of my personal thoughts on it.
Who
not
are
too
you?
Sure if you agree, but what's up?
Who are you?
hopefully, somebody that's working towards bettering my relationship with God.
And so, who are you?
hopefully, a child of God.
So you told me what you're doing. You hopefully bettering your relationship with God.
Yeah.
You told me you belong to God, but you didn't tell me who you are. Who are you?
Kind of weird question. I
how's that weird?
Well, because when you like, cause like I identify with that, right? But who am I? I'm you know, I'm a sinner.
So you told me what you do. You told me your job. You told me your sin. But who are you?
Kind of vague question.
How's that vague?
Because there's so many different ways you can answer it, right?
So who are you?
I'm Kyle from Canada.
That's your name and where you live.
Yeah.
So who are you? You told me your name and where you live, but who are you?
Somebody that is about trying to better himself so that he can better support those that are around him.
So you told me what you're trying to do, but who are you?
I feel like I'm supposed to know the answer to what you're asking here. I see, like I'm somebody that is like in love with the truth. Like I'm not too sure what you want from the answer here.
No, I'm just asking, who are you? So you told me you're a sinner, you belong to God, your name is Kyle, you live in Canada. So you're telling me all the physical things you're doing, but you still didn't tell me who you are.
I'm at a loss at where you're going with that.
I'm not going anywhere. I just ask, who are you?
There's the spiritual aspect, the physical aspect, like, not too sure how you want this answer, Jesse, man.
No, I don't have, I'm just asking.
All right.
Who are you? So far, you told me what you're doing, where you live, your name, your sinner, and all. But who are you?
I don't know what that gets at. Like, looking to be a father. If I'm blessed with children, I am looking to help others understand things that would help with their body health or their soul health.
So you tell me what you're looking to do and what you're looking to want, but think about that and let me know, Kai. I got to run because of time.
Yeah.
I got
for sure, Jesse. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
I'll have a more concrete answer for your brother.
When you discover you, let me know.
All right, much love, Jesse.
Right,
and thanks for all you do, and keep having people be accountable, man. Yeah,
right
I appreciate
on.
All you do.
Right on. Thank you.
Yeah, much love.
All right, love you back.
God be with you.
Yes, thank you, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Ohio and talk to first-time caller, Colin. Colin,
hi.
You are on the air.
Hiya, how are you doing?
All is well.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to call in and say I've been watching for 7 years. 5 years ago, I forgave my mother and my father.
Speak up a little bit.
5 years ago, I forgave my mother
uh-huh.
and my father.
Right.
And it changed everything.
Right on.
And it's coming full circle. I take care of me. I work. I do what's in front of me to do. And I think of nothing else. So day by day, I get through it. And the Lord has provided for me in ways that are astounding. So I just wanted to call in today and, you know, share my gratitude with you and your staff for doing what you do. And there's a lot to unpack behind it, but it doesn't need to get talked about.
Right. Well, you stay with it.
You
haven't seen anything yet, man. It gets better.
Can I take a crack at
how do you know when you are spiritual?
It's when you're not doing the silent prayer. So, for example, I'll wake up on Monday morning getting ready for work. And every thought in my head will be like the most worst thing you can imagine. And I just look at it and review it. And I say, okay, I catalog it. I say, okay, that's a thought. And then, you know what? I'm going to get up. I'm going to go to do my job. Everything's going to be okay. And really, the only thing I can do for me is just to get to work, for example. But after that, everything just falls into place, no problem.
Right on. Amazing. You know, so. Well, I would love to put my little two cents in, but I got to wait until Sunday.
Yes.
Thank you for that, Colin.
Okay. Yes, sir. Thank you.
And you stay with it, man.
I shall.
All right, buddy.
All right. Thank you all. All
right. Bye. Bye now. Jackson is out of Ohio. Jackson, you are on the air. Hey, Jackson. Jackson, you're on mute?
Oh, I was muted. I was muted, yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right.
What the?
How are you doing?
All is well.
Great, great. Oh, man. So I called you last week or sometime, I don't know. And I was a guy who was, you know, got the police called on him for moving out of his parents' house. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. What the?
Uh-huh. What the? Oh, man. I don't even know what to say. Life's been perfect, Jesse. I just wanted to come on and say that.
So you're still out on your own now, right?
Yep, and my relationship with my parents has been the best it's ever been.
Meaning what?
We are in a mutual, I don't even know how to put into words, really. It's a mutual relationship where they know I'm well, where I don't have to tell them that. It's just everything is well. And if they need some from me, they don't even have to ask me. It usually comes about. That's just how life's been, I guess. Like, we'll talk on the phone, but I don't attach to them. And I don't, if my mom gets emotional, I tell my mom, hey, I have to go.
Right on.
That's just how it is.
Nice.
Yep.
Why were they trying to keep, how old are you?
I'm 21 years old.
Why were they trying to stop you from moving?
They thought I was not well enough to be taken care of on my own.
Well, they had no faith in me. They call you mentally ill or something?
Yeah.
Oh, they thought you were mental?
Yep.
And why?
Yep. They take me to a doctor and they said I had mental issues.
Oh.
But I don't identify with that anymore. So.
Right on.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's amazing, man.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
It's
been awesome.
You have been on medication before or something?
Oh, yep. For 8 years when I was 12 years old, it was the most evil thing that's ever happened to me. But I hold no thought about it anymore.
Right on.
I had to forget my parents about it.
Yeah.
And that was the healing where it started. So, yep.
Well, I wish you well, man. And thanks for giving us the update on that.
Yes, yes. I'll probably be calling back.
Okay. And you're doing the silent prayer and all that, right?
Oh, all day.
Right
on. All day.
Well, I wish you well. Take it slow, one day at a time, one moment at a time.
Yep.
And it's just going to get better for you, all right?
Oh, it's getting great, Jesse. It's amazing.
Amazing.
All right, love you.
Love you too, buddy. Thank you.
See you.
All right. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super.
Super chat.
Jim in Alaska on punchy.tv. Awesome fellowship yesterday. It was great to see so many people working on themselves. Thank you, guys.
It was deep. It was like, bring it on to me.
Yeah.
You know I cried when you left, but I know I only hurt myself. Baby, bring it on home. Bring it on home to me.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you.
Literally, no one's heard that.
See you on Butter you Coffee.
You not heard that one either?
Literally, no one's ever heard this.
What a beta.
Sion says, hi, Jesse Love. It's not just the blacks destroying this country, says Sion to Jesse Love.
Now that's for sure.
Now there are too many illegal aliens running around doing DoorDash and Uber. And then I don't think the capitalists are real patriots because they ship the jobs away overseas whenever you call customer service, some non-English speaking people answering.
What the? You're right about that, Seattle. I totally agree.
Kevin, 211, three coffees. Amazing church yesterday, Jesse.
Yeah, it was. It was. You know, after the fellowship yesterday, I went home and I thought, how fortunate, how blessed I am and others are that we can have that type of fellowship together. I mean, God is looking down on us and he's causing this to happen. It's mind-blowing. It really is. Thank you. Absolutely.
Very nice. Chris, Butter Coffee, Illinois is not, I repeat, is not a sanctuary state. Most of Illinois is for Trump cleaning up this dump. Of course, mainstream media won't show the residents speaking up for this. I can't wait to get out of this S-hole.
I know. What a mess, huh? They don't want you to know about the people who are speaking up and want Trump to come.
That's right.
Yeah, amazing. Thank you.
Nikki bought a coffee.
I thought I had a soundbite on some black people talking about they want Trump. We'll have that for you tomorrow. Go ahead.
Thank you for the fake news correction, Chris, in Illinois. Nikki bought a coffee. Biblical question answer.
What? How do you know when you're spiritual?
Good question. I don't know. People have called me spiritual, but I've never claimed that myself. When they start showing me their chakra crystals or books, I just go quiet, laughing with sweat coming down.
Amazing. Nice. Thank you. I got to stop there for a minute.
We'll read more later, guys.
Yeah, let me go to Christina. Thank you all. Christina out of Los Angeles. Christina, you are on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Peterson.
Good morning.
How are you?
All is well.
Awesome. Cool. I was listening to church yesterday, and you mentioned something. You said God owns the world and everything in it, but Satan owns the psychological mind.
Yes.
And so that made me think of when I was a child, and I was really excited finding like a bunch of bugs in the dirt and being amazed at everything that we learn and the stuff that God has created.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I do the silent prayer, the more I start feeling like a child since I start actually seeing things around me. And I remember when I escaped into the imagination when you're little. So you kind of get blinded to all these things and you start seeing all the negative things about life. And most of the negative stuff is really just from human beings. So does that make sense that I know it says in the Bible, you kind of become like a child when you come back to God and you start seeing things like through his eyes. So you start really being aware of like nature and all the things around you since you're not so clouded by all of these thoughts and I guess the darkness of your imagination.
Repeat that. I'm sorry. Hello? I'm sorry, Christian. Just repeat that.
Oh, which part? The whole thing?
No, the part about the nature and all that.
Oh, like, I mean, since I try to do the silent prayers as much as I can, since I have so many, racing thoughts and I get lost in my imagination a lot.
Uh-huh.
And so what I've been noticing is that, I kind of remember, like, when I was a little kid and I would, watch like National Geographic and learn about animals and just learn about different things of the world.
Yes.
And I'd be so amazed at all these cool things that God has created. And like you said, God's like, he has created everything and he's the owner of everything. But since Satan owns our minds, he clouds our minds.
Yes.
So it kind of gives you this negative perspective on life. And really all the negativity is coming from human beings, because when I look at my animals, well, for example, we just put one of our dogs down. And so usually once one of our dogs are dead, like we let the other animals smell it. And so they know that they're dead. But then I noticed that, and like And I was, you know, crying in my feelings, not wallowing in my feelings, but just like crying because I said, you know, I'm gonna miss my dog.
Right.
And the other dogs, like, they smelled the dead dog, and then they heard that I was preparing their dinner, and they all got excited and whatnot. And I'm just like, wow, like, they really are in the now. They're not like, oh my God, Zoe's still dead, and now we're just not going to eat dinner. Like, it's on to dinner time, you know? So it's one moment after the other. And we stay, since we'll stay stuck in, like, the memories or, like, the hurt and the emotions, instead of just feeling something and then moving on, we'll get stuck in it. And now we're just blind to everything else. And I'm just like, these animals are so simple, you know?
You're absolutely right.
Right. So it's like, we can learn from that, because
when you were at fellowship yesterday?
No, I wasn't. I went to work. So I listened to it. I actually got sent home since they were overstaffed, but I was so tired because I worked every day, and I just came home and fell asleep. But I listened to fellowship after.
Right on. But you are absolutely right, because of time here. You're absolutely right. The devil does cloud the mind so you don't see the beauty of the earth and that God is in control of everything, and he made everything, and he'll take care of us. You're absolutely right about that.
Yeah, it's really cool to wake up and look forward to another day versus before, where, you know, I get stuck in this, like, oh, well, I guess another day, another dollar. Now it's like, well, what will God teach me today? Or what's something interesting in the moment, you know? It's pretty cool.
I got to run. Call me again. It's amazing talking to you. I want to, the clock can cut us off, but you're right. And you stay with it, all right?
Yeah, for sure. Thank you so much. I love you.
I love you too. All right, you too.
I'll see you soon.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye now. Super chat.
Super chat.
Caesar or Cesar, happy Communist Day, JLP and crew. Jesse, if I only do this silent prayer alone for about 6 minutes most days, and sometimes 3 or 4 minutes some days, is that beta?
Yeah. What beta?
I've been doing it every morning and night since I've been working on myself for the past couple months, but I still haven't done it for over 10 minutes.
No, get past that. You want to sit no more than an hour, but you definitely want to get past 6 minutes. What? Thank you.
David on YouTube, Kyle calling in on his iPhone or iPad. What the?
Thank you.
Very nice. Everett Home says, Jesse on Pilled.net, me and my wife love your show. Thanks for streaming on Pilled.net Foxhole, the only place where you can let your freedom stream.
Right on. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
A generous 25 coffees from Eric responding to this week's biblical question.
What? How do you know when you're spiritual?
I know I'm being spiritual when I see the evil in my mind and my thoughts go berserk.
Amazing. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Shout out to Games for Rec, Greenwall, Groovy Monkey, and the rest of the supporters. And I guess we'll have to read the rest later, guys. Thank y'all.
Thank you all so much. I was trying to get to them all. I appreciate it. The Hake Report is coming up now. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. Thank you all to the caller, Charles, and the rest of you guys. Some are hanging out. I'm so out of time. I'll be back tomorrow. The Lord is willing and decreed. All right. Stay with it, folks. Work on you. You owe it to you to work on you. You don't have to be you any longer. Take care. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry.
because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't wanna be angry. You wanna speak up, you wanna disagree with what's going on, it's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear, you won't have doubt, you won't have worries, you'll be able to see, but you gotta stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger, because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's his nature.